This is The Absolute Philosopher with an interesting topic. How to say goodbye. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing, University of Philosophy here in Campo, California, with the topic of The Absolute Philosopher, How to Say Goodbye. How to say goodbye. What a mundane statement to make. Yes. But what a difficult statement to make by most people. Most people, when they're talking on the phone, or they're talking in person, or they're meeting on the street, they chat away and enjoy each other's company and say beautiful things together. And then it comes time to say goodbye. And they say, well, see you later, see you next time, or give me a call when you got time, or I'll see you, and give me a ring, and I love you, and we're thinking about you, and you think it's Andy the Panda. The going on and on and on, you can't say goodbye. When it's time to say goodbye, when a conversation is ended, say, I love you, bye, and hang up. I love you, bye, and turn away and go your way. And be on your way. Learn to say goodbye. Learn to consummate. Learn to end a conversation. Learn to end a telephone call. Learn to end a greeting and go your way. You don't have to have the greeting go on and on and on. You don't have to have the conversation on the phone go on and on. Once you've said what you want to say, say, I love you, bye. We spend so much time on talking about nothing. We spend so much time on just bringing up the past. If every conversation we had were in the now, were expressing how we feel about now, what a wonderful world this would be. What a positive, dynamic experience this would be for everybody to live in the now and be in the now and say, I've got 2 seconds to say hello, I love you, I love you, I love you, bye, and you're on your way. Now, I had a call from my son today. He called just to say hello and I love you, and then he had to go, but it was wonderful. Oh, I will hold that as a treasure in my heart all day long. I will think about that all the time. My son called and said hello and I love you just for a minute, but it was his thought, his idea. Well, you see, the essence of the call went through very beautifully. The son loved his parent and shared that love with his parent. You see, this is what we want to learn to do. Instead of having a lot of information, a lot of talk about nothing, a lot of discussion over the past, a lot of reminiscing and so forth, live in the now and say what you want to say now, and when you're done, say goodbye. Really, it's not that difficult, and it's something that we can all learn to do, and we can all express in many wonderful ways. Are you ready to let go and say goodbye? Are you ready to release the past? Are you ready to live in the present? And are you ready to say, I want to call someone on the phone and tell them I love them? Then say, hi John, how you doing? I love you. Just sign, let you know. See you. Bye. But what's that all about, John says? My gosh, we usually talk for hours. We usually go over all the things. Yes, but now I can call a dozen times in a day or a week or whatever, and I can share just, I love you, and be on our way. And pretty soon our friends will become accustomed to that. And they too will pick up the habit of calling and saying, I love you, and goodbye, and be on their way, and only talk about those things that are really important, those things that are really dynamic, those things that are really uplifting, those things that are really something that we want to put the cause in motion for happiness. Are you ready, willing, and able to say hello and to say goodbye? When we take people to the airport, we drop them off at the terminal entrance. They take their baggage, go in and check in and go. We don't stand in line with them saying goodbye, 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 goodbye. We've said goodbye. Now, get about our business, let them get about theirs. Checking in at an airport takes a little concentration sometimes. Checking in at the bus station, checking in at any place takes a little concentration sometimes. Let them alone. Don't sit on their back while they're doing that. Just say goodbye and get on your way and continue, both of you, with a lovely day. Ha ha! Sounds cold, doesn't it? Not at all. This is how the absolute philosopher would do things. Are you an absolute philosopher? Are you willing to handle your life that way? I would recommend it's a great idea. Have a wonderful day and know that I love you. I love you. I love you. Goodbye.